I got a story called My Crazy 20s, and hopefully it won't take more than 10 minutes. Okay, well, first of all, I got married for the first time when I was 21, and it was kind of from the nest to the altar type thing. You know, I wanted to get away from my abusive mother, blah, blah, blah. But little did I know that my husband was kind of a weirdo also. And I was a spoiled brat because I wanted to see what I couldn't get away with when I grew up compared to being married for the first time. And I was very naive and stupid and so forth, so on. So anyways, we partied a lot in those days. I was in my hippie days. So we used to go to a party and stuff. And if I said something that he didn't like, he would pour. He poured a bottle of Boone's Farm apple wine on my head. And I used to joke about it and saying, oh, this is good for your hair and stuff like that. But I wanted to get him back. And I was very immature then, needless to say. So we were superintendents of our first apartment that I ever lived in, okay, with him. And we were on the third floor. And I had this big bowl, this big plastic bowl. I filled it up with water. And he was bringing in the trash cans. And I poured the water down three floors. He said I just missed him. Anyway, so that was one story. And the other one, we ended up getting a divorce because he said I needed to read The Primal Scream or get a divorce. And he was terrible. So anyways, I said, okay, let's get a divorce. So I didn't have a place to live, and I was staying with different friends. And I got to find out which friends were my real friends and which ones weren't, because I was very naive at that time. So anyways, I was staying with this friend of mine, Carol, who I went to college with, who used to be my reader, who I'm still friends with now. And when it was time to leave, I decided, you know, to cross the street, not at a traffic light, but in the middle of the street, because I knew the bus was coming, and I was too proud to use a cane in those days. So the bus hit. The bus hit me before I got to the bus. So here I was in the middle of a busy street. I passed out. And at the time, I wasn't speaking to my husband. I wasn't speaking to my mother. And it was a weird time. And I got taken to the emergency room. I got arrested for jaywalking. And I didn't know a thing about any court stuff or anything. And my head was spinning because I got hit in the head. And I had to get stitches in the back of my head on the left side. And when I do music gigs, I would always tell people I haven't been the same since. But anyways, okay, so I got arrested for jaywalking and I was all freaked out. And a friend told me, plead no contest, which I did. And I was too naive to sue the bus company. And, you know, it was really my fault anyway, because I crossed the middle of the street just as the bus was starting to go. Okay, so after that, quite a few weeks after that, I had this bicycle that was given to me by my father or something like that. I decided I'm going to ride my bike on the sidewalk, right? I was able to see a little bit better. I was still a low partial, even though now I'm lower partial. So here I am riding the bicycle, and I bumped into a roadblock, and the Spanish guy, he goes, hey, man, are you the crazy chick that got hit by the bus? I said, yeah. So that was my bus story. And let's see. But anyway, you know, when I was married, backtracking, I was so naive. I didn't even know how to dress for a job interview, okay? And I wanted to get out of the house, out of the apartment. So I was wearing a navy blue skirt and a turquoise vest and a white blouse. And my husband goes, where do you think you're going? And I said, I'm going for a job interview. He goes, no, you're not. Anyway, and I have another story about when I lived in that apartment too. He said I was his worst tenant because he was superintendent of the building. And the apartment that we lived in had these cabinets that were like really high and you have to stand on a stool to get stuff. And when I wasn't on a stool, if I bent over, I would touch a stove. So it was a gas stove. Ugh, that apartment, yucky. So anyways, I spilled some honey and I broke the jar and I didn't know what to do. Here I am on the stool. I had glass all around me and everything. So that was one of the things. I was the worst tenant. And another time I knocked over some, we were on the third floor and I knocked over a kitty litter box and it got kitty litter all over three flights of stairs. So that's another reason I was the worst tenant.